Local independent booksellers and First Amendment protection groups are applauding a federal judge's decision against criminalizing the sale of material that could be considered harmful to minors. U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beistlein, in a decision last week, struck down specific provisions of an Alaska law which makes electronic distribution of indecent material to minors a crime. Beistlein said the law could have a chilling effect on protected speech because there is no way sellers of online materials could know the age of those accessing their communications. Beistlein's decision bars enforcement of that section of Senate Bill 222. The suit was filed last August, and in October of last year, the courts granted a preliminary injunction against enforcement of certain parts of the statute. David Cheesham, co-owner of Fireside Books in Palmer, is one of the plaintiffs in the suit. Cheesham says Thursday's ruling is in line with the preliminary injunction. He said the Alaska law was not possible to comply with because of its requirements.
Either your website or your store clerk to know two things, to know the content of the books, you know, of every book you're selling, and to know to be able to read the minds of people you're selling the books to know if they are, you know, what their parents want them to read and what their parents don't want them to read.
Although Judge Beistlein said the state has a compelling interest to protect minors, he said the government may not reduce the adult population to only what is fit for children. John McKay, an Anchorage attorney who worked on the suit, says the state statute had applied to both in-store and electronic sales.
What the concern is that if you keep the internet to be a vehicle of communicating information that's only fit for children to receive, then that really restricts unnecessarily and inappropriately lots of communications that are entirely legal and appropriate for adults.
McKay says the state statute was aimed at guarding against online child predators.
I think it's the right result. You know, a lot of times, you know, it can be unpopular to say, well, you know, you're defending language that's indecent or inappropriate. But, you know, the First Amendment protects unpopular speech. It protects speech that's not right for everyone. But particularly, as is the case here, to try and limit speech to what's appropriate for children really puts booksellers at risk if they can be held accountable for the contents of every book.
Beistlein said that if the state deems additional protections for minors necessary, the legislature can draw up a more narrow statute. Before ruling on the case, the state requested that the federal court ask the Alaska Supreme Court to answer questions about the scope of the statute, but the Alaska Supreme Court declined to answer the questions. Plaintiffs in the suit included the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, Tidal Wave Books and Bosco's in Anchorage, and the Alaska Library Association.